feel as though I rate a little vacation. I think I'll go and watch this," he commented. "The Dauntless can get us there soon enough. Got time to come along?"
"I think so. It's more or less on my way to Lundmark's Nebula." Upon Brodensika, then, as the Dauntless ripped her way through protesting space, there converged structures of the void from a dozen nearby systems. There came maulers, huge, ungainly, flying fortresses of stupendous might. There came transports, bearing the commissariat and the service units. Vast freighters, under whose unimaginable mass the gargantuanly braced and latticed and trussed docks yielded visibly and groaningly, crushed to a standstill and disgorged their varied cargoes. What Haynes had so matter-of-factly referred to as heavy caterpillars were all of that, and the mobile screens were even heavier, clanking and rumbling, but with their weight so evenly distributed over huge flat treads that they sank only a foot or so into even ordinary ground, they made their ponderous way along Kaminoki's deserted streets. What thoughts seethed within the minds of the Bosconians can only be imagined. They knew that the patrol had landed in force, but what could they do about it? At first, when the Lensmen began to infest the place, they could have fled in safety. But at that time, they were too certain of their immunity to abandon their richly established position. Even now, they would not abandon it until that course became absolutely necessary. They could have destroyed the city, true. But it was not until after the non-combatant inhabitants had unobtrusively moved out that that course suggested itself as an advisability. Now the destruction of mere property would be a gesture worse than meaningless. It would be a waste of energy which would all too certainly be needed badly and soon. Hence, as the patrol's land forces ground clangorously into position, the enemy made no demonstration. The mobile screens were in place, surrounding the doomed section with a wall of force to protect the rest of the city from the hellish energies so soon to be unleashed. The heavy caterpillars, mounting projectors quite comparable in size and power with the warship's own, weapons similar in purpose and function to the railway carriage coast defense guns of an earlier day, were likewise ready. Far back of the line, but still too close, as they were to discover later, heavily armored men crouched at their remote controls behind their shields. Barriers both of hard-driven immaterial fields of force and of solid, grounded, ultra-refrigerated walls of the most refractory materials possible of fabrication. In the sky hung the maulers, poised stolidly upon the towering pillars of flame erupting from their underjets. Kaminoki, Brunsika's capital city, witnessed then what no one there present had ever expected to see. The warfare designed for the illimitable reaches of empty space being waged in the very heart of its business district.